Welcome everybody back to Friar Talk. Today we're gonna be talking about Padres baseball, and we didn't get to do a live stream yesterday. The schedules just didn't really line up, so we weren't able to. But instead, today we're gonna talk about probably what a lot of people are kind of starting to ask themselves. You know, we're only 12 games into the season, but everyone's already kind of saying, "Oh, this Padres team looks like a bad team." So we're gonna be talking about that. Is this Padres team actually a bad team? Now, before the season started, we talked about where we kind of saw this team at, and once they traded for Dylan Cease, we were kind of like, you know, I think they were in the 70s for wins before that. Now I think they're low 80s, right? Like borderline 500 team. That's what we talked about, like pretty much a 500 team. And one of the things we brought up was, hey, if they make a couple more moves, because we thought that they were going to add another lefty bat, you know, do some stuff like that. We thought that was going to happen. We said they can get up to 85 plus if they do a couple more things. They didn't do anything after that, which was surprising because once they traded for Dylan Cease, it seemed like, okay, they're going to really try to be a contender. But they're kind of in this weird middle ground spot. And, you know, in some regards, it's worked out, right? Like Jerkson Profar has looked really good. Jackson Merrill's looked really good. Two outfielders that, you know, you're not really banking on putting up crazy offensive numbers. However, the bullpen has struggled a lot in this year. There's still the runners in scoring position problem, which some people are going to say that's not the case. I've watched this team ground into like four double plays in the last few days, where there's a guy on first and third or whatever it is, you know, first and second, and it ends up ending the inning and it could have been a run if you just had a sac fly. So yeah, there's a lot of problems with this team. There's not much power. And, you know, I don't want to like, I hate coming on here and being like super negative, like, dude, this sucks. But it's like, we've seen it, man. We've seen the issues and it feels like it's the same thing we talked about last year. And it's just this, it's just different. Guess what? The starters have been pretty good. They all kind of got, not Darvish, but like Musgrove, King, Cease, not to the high as much of an extent. Waldron, they all got rocked their first outing. And then they came back in their second outing. They looked a lot better, all of them. So I guess Musgrove was his third outing. But they all, you know, were kind of like, okay, you know, they're doing a lot better. Waldron had a great outing yesterday. The starting pitching looks like it's going to be pretty good for this team. The 1-4 is really solid. But the bullpen, iffy. Guys are used in weird spots. The lineup, there's not enough pop, and it's an incomplete lineup. And if you don't have Xander Bogaerts and Manny Machado performing, it looks really bad. And that's what we've seen. We've seen this team score, what is it, under three runs, like half the games this year, three runs or less half the time, I want to say, or just under that. So it's rough, man. I don't know what you're thinking, Chase, but if the question is, are the Padres going to be a bad team? Quickly, I'll say, no, I don't think they're going to be a bad team, but I don't think they're going to be a good team. And I think they're going to be pretty much the same team that they were last year. It's going to be the same issues. They're an incomplete team. They're an incomplete team again. This is season 11 of AJ Preller. And we've had one season where they were a complete team. One season. So it seems like it's the exact same thing. And I think that's why everyone feels so discouraged, because it's like, all right, back at this again. Okay, they're losing the games in the same heartbreaking ways where you're up, you know, 2-0. Like, you're up. It was 2-2 in both of the last couple games, and they end up losing by one run. And you were like watching it, and you're like, yeah, I've seen this one before. I've seen this one. So that's how it's feeling right now, man. And it sucks. It really sucks. But Chase, what do you think, man? Do you think this Padres team is bad? Do you think they're average? Do you think they're going to bounce back? Well, what are you feeling right now? 12 games in.
They're average. I mean, it's really incomplete. We've seen it. You're mentioning it. It's the same runner in scoring position nonsense all again last year. The team hasn't showed really any pop outside of a couple guys. People are being used in weird situations. The lineups don't always look great. Like, my thing is if you're going to rest one of the guys, like one of the young guys, if you're going to rest Merrill, you're going to rest Campusano, or I still don't really like Tyler Wade at third. But you can't have a lineup where it's Higgy, Azucar, and Wade. You can't have them all in the same lineup on the same single day. And I know there's been a couple of games recently that it's been like that. You have to have at least, I would say, like maybe Campusano and Merrill and then Wade. Okay, well, if Campusano is not in, then we have Merrill and Polly. We can't have all three Higgy, Azucar and Wade in the same lineup. That's begging for an offensive black hole at the bottom of the lineup. We're already struggling getting guys in with Xander grounding into double plays, which he did a lot last year. Machado not hitting great, and adding three more bats that are not great. You're just asking for the pitching staff to have to damn near be perfect to win a game. And if you're scoring three runs, which, yeah, you know, the good teams score 4 to 5 runs a game, but if you're scoring three runs a game, you realistically should win that game. With the way the starters have been pitching and did pitch last year, three runs is ample room for a win. But the bullpen is struggling again like it did last year. We don't have a complete bullpen. Steven Kolick, who we had been trashing, has looked better in his past couple outings. I know they don't want to send him down because he's a Rule 5, which I can understand. He has shown some really good stuff recently. But, okay, Johnny Brito has been kind of struggling. So how about we send him down so he can work on some stuff and bring up a guy that has been performing? You know, maybe, hey, we switch out Brito for Vasquez, Brito for Jeremiah, something like that. Just, hey, this guy's struggling right now. He hasn't looked the best. Go down and work on a couple of things. Once you fix that, or hey, maybe we could use you as a back-end starter, you know, maybe make a spot start, and you're not getting the reps as a starter, which we traded you to be, possibly, how about we stretch you out a little bit, go down to the minors, work on this, because, you know, we traded Juan Soto for you guys, and if you guys are not going to kind of perform, we kind of need you to fix whatever it is so that you can perform at the MLB level so that, you know, this Soto trade doesn't look as bad as it was. It is as bad as it was. Now, you're looking at it and you go, what do the Padres need and what are the Padres lacking? Depth. Depth all around, basically. I mean, you have a really solid 1 through 4, and then your fifth starter is going to be Waldron, Vasquez, or Brito, depending on who's doing good at the time. You don't have a lefty starter at all, which I don't know how well this is going to last into the season, but you kind of need a lefty starter. It's not unheard of to go full righty, but one of the things is, it's like you're switching up an arm angle each time. Like, okay, we only have what? We have Wandy Peralta, Tom Cosgrove, and who else is a lefty in the bullpen? Adrian Mordejon. We have three lefties on the entire team.
Matsui.
Oh, and Matsui. Yeah. So four. Imagine if we had a guy that can go 5-6 innings as a left-handed starter, and then, you know, our right-handed bullpen guys come out and throw from a different arm angle. It gives your bullpen a better opportunity to succeed too when it's not all coming from the same side. Some of the best teams have more than one lefty starter, and we don't even have one. I know the lefty starter market was not great this year. You could have traded for one. You got Cease. There's still Matthew Boyd if you want to take a flyer on him. He would probably be a cheap contract. You could get him and Belt for really cheap. Hell, even having a DH right now once Machado comes back and can play third would be great. But we don't really have a set DH that can hit for power. We've been begging for Brandon Belt or at least Tommy Pham, guys that can get on the hit with some power. This team has a lot of holes. This is year 11 of AJ Preller, and it seems like we're coming into the season and are in the season with the same exact issues that we've had year after year after year after year. And there has been no improvements. It's been the same exact recipe. Okay, cool. We're one or two pieces away. We could sign a guy, but let's trade the farm for an all-star. Oh, wow. So we tried that with Soto. It didn't work. So we're trying it with Cease now. Let's see if it works. We tried it in 2015 with Matt Kemp and Justin, BJ Upton, Will Myers. Didn't work. Who else have we traded for that was an all-star, right? Oh, Mike Clev. Yeah, Mike Clev. Didn't work. Hey, Matt, what's the definition of insanity? Isn't it doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result?
Yeah, and that's what it seemed like. Also, Chase, you also brought up, dude, you brought up Mordejon's in AAA, too. Like, he started, he was like Jeremiah, where he started.
Yeah.
But he's actually been doing all right. Yeah, which I actually think is probably good for him. Like, kind of get him reacclimated again, like get him like used to a one inning role, because I think that's what we need to see him in. But dude, one thing that I didn't bring up, you didn't bring up either, and you talk about doing the same thing over again. What about Xander Bogaerts? Because he looks like he's just I don't know. I remember another guy that got signed for a whole bunch of money and he just grounded out in double plays every time. And yeah, Jackson Merrill's been awesome. Like, there are some positives of this team. Jackson Merrill's been awesome. Luis Campusano been awesome. Starting pitching, awesome, right? All that stuff. It's been fantastic. However, Xander Bogaerts still grounding the double plays. He got bailed out, dude. Because he had that one.
He beat it out, and that was it.
Yeah, but he was like, oh, he grounded into another double play. He has, what, only singles except for he had one double on the whole season. He has no pop. And, like, yeah, like, people – and obviously – today, Machado's stuff came out where it's like he's not 100%. Yeah, we knew that. And we actually talked about that. Like, dude, Machado might not be like fully back yet. Like, whatever. I'm not worried about Machado. Like, I know there's people that are like freaking out. I'm worried about Xander Bogaerts, who's here for the next 10 years, who isn't good. He's bad. Like, he's not bad, but right. Like, CJ Abrams is better than him. I don't think people talk about that. CJ Abrams is better than Xander Bogaerts. CJ Abrams is, 22 years old, 21 years old? Bogaerts is 31, supposed to be in his prime, with 10 years left of his contract, making $25 million. Why does that happen? Like, we've seen it over and over again. And people are like, okay, yeah, well, you went and you traded for Juan Soto. Cool. Well, how are the guys doing that we traded for? Okay, Michael King looks pretty good. Okay, we have 2 years of Michael King. That's it, 2 years. Okay, we traded one guy, we got Cease. Okay, that's fair. And the other guys, one of them didn't make the MLB roster, and the other guy is getting rocked more than anyone on the whole team. Like, dude. And we traded who? We traded TJ Abrams, who has almost 1,000 OPS, looks like a superstar. And James Wood, who is the best player in all spring training this year, who looks also like a rising superstar. Like, dude, it's fine if you trade him and you trade Juan Soto away or whatever, but you didn't get anything back close to the package. And I said that, and then everyone's like, dude, you're insane, you're stupid. Padres fleeced. And I was like, yeah, we'll see. And well, we're seeing right now. It's not looking too hot. Hopefully that changes. I mean, I'm rooting for that to change. Not on the national side. I hope CJ Abrams, Mackenzie Gore, James Wood, all those guys are great. Like, I always root for those guys. But I want to see, you know, Brito pitch really well. I want to see Vasquez come up into the pros. Like, you brought up about potentially bringing him up. Like, I want to see all those guys succeed. Like, but it's just like, dude, it's just like the way that the roster is built is the same every single year. It's always the same. And we thought, like, when we talked about, like, okay, like, this could be a borderline playoff team, it was like, they still needed to make moves. So we're sitting here. It's April 8th, right? Yeah, April 8th. And it feels like it's August when we've talked about this team, like, the majority of the time over the past 5 years now. This is year five we've been doing this. We had 22. And the other thing is, in 2022, they had to run in the playoffs, yeah, but when they traded all the guys in the middle of the season, it didn't work. They were worse after they did that. You remember that, right, Chase?
Like, it was, except for Brandon Drury. Brandon Drury came in and actually played really well.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, but it, and like I said, like, that one, like, it made sense. It made sense. You took a big swing or whatever. But I mean, it's just like all the other stuff, and like, you're just putting yourself in a situation where it's studs and duds every single time, and the good teams, they don't look like that. Their rosters are not built like that. That's not the case. And then a lot of them, like, I mean, you've seen some of these teams where it's like they make the playoffs and stuff, and they have like the bad bullpens and those issues, and then they get bounced because of those issues. Like, so it's just, it's frustrating, dude. Like, and it feels like we're talking about the same thing again, man. Like, and yeah, so I don't think they're gonna be a bad team, but also don't think they're gonna be a good team. And like, if anyone does, like, at this point, I'm sorry, but you're probably delusional. Like, you're just trying to be optimistic because you like them. And, like, I like them too. Like, I'm rooting for them, obviously. But it's just like, damn, man. Like, I'm trying to not be, like, getting angry anymore about it. I'm just like, all right, this team's not that good. I'm going to be excited for the young guys. I'm excited for Fernando, for Manny, for Solace, all those guys. But, like, when I start thinking about it, like big lens, and I'm like, we have Xander Bogaerts for 10 years. I'm like, dude. Fuck.
It's bad. Okay. Horrible.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be the good time right now. It, like, you know, it's, so it's just like, dude, man, this is like, this is the part where it's just like, dude, it doesn't look good. So that's kind of where I'm at. You have any other thoughts though on this current team of what we've seen?
Yeah. So my main beef isn't really with the players. The players are going to do what the players are going to do. My beef is with AJ Preller, and it always has been. AJ Preller is a great, great, great scout. He's a good eye for any talent worldwide. However, this man cannot be a general manager. He sucks at it. Like, he is a great scout and great at finding talent. Cannot be a GM. When you look at successful teams, one, they're very analytical. They have a lot of coaches, and they develop their own players. AJ Preller's philosophy kind of always has been swing for the fence for trades and get all-star signings. Get the sexy trades, get the sexy signings. We really haven't seen this team be grown from within. We've always traded our players away for all-stars. We try to sign the biggest and baddest bat at every winter free agency. Every free agent period, we always try to go for the best player. And when you look at the teams that are going to be really successful, the Orioles. The Orioles are a perfect example of a team that they built up from what they had. They have the top farm system. They have guys that are knocking at MLB's door, and they're going to be good. You have Jackson Holliday over there. You got Ali Rutschman, Ryan Mountcastle. You have Gunnar Henderson. And then you still have like another three or four guys that are going to be rock solid in the MLB. And then they just came out, and then you trade for Corbin Burns. You up that rotation, and you sign a couple guys, and guess what? That team is going to be good for years to come. You look at the Braves. The Braves had Ozzy Albies and Ronald Acuna come up at the same time and realize, like, oh, shit, they could be really good. And then, you know, they had Freddie Freeman at the same time, too. That team ended up being really good. The rotation started to come around. And then the Harris popped up. And then, you know, they had Dansby Swanson for a second. Then, oh, wow, they got rid of Freddie Freeman? Okay, cool. They got Matt Olson and Sean Murphy. But they already had guys on contracts for years before any of that. And then they've developed their own talent. They signed a few guys. They didn't sign major, major deals outside of Matt Olson after the trade. And look what they did. Their start good. Their bullpen's good. The Dodgers. Yeah, sure, they sign big contracts, but most of their big contracts are guys that they developed. They don't – and guess what? The guys that they develop come out and are all-stars. Dustin May – I don't like using Julio Urias, but he was an example. Ryan Pepiot. I know he's no longer a Dodger, but dude, Max Muncy, or they sign players in tournament all-stars. Max Muncy, Chris Taylor. How many times are we getting like, oh, the Dodgers signed this guy? Tyler Anderson. Tyler Anderson was an all-right pitcher. Then he went to the Dodgers and had an insane year and left. Their eye for talent and developing it to be an all-star talent is insane. We have a lot of teams we can model ourselves off of, but we decide we're going to trade away and try to sign the best guy, and that's going to work with no depth. And, well, it's year 11 now and still no World Series. We've made one deep playoff run, and this team is still full of holes.
Yeah, man, and that's the thing, and that's the other thing is like a lot of people will be like, I just kind of to defend AJ Preller, like, well, yeah, they tanked for a long time. What did that do? What did that do? Where are those guys? We have Fernando. That's the only guy that's from that. The only guy from tanking. All those other guys, like you were tanking so like Manny Margot could become a guy. That was that group of players. Like they're not there. None of them made it with the team. So yeah, I don't really understand that argument either, but it's like, dude, like you said, dude, it's the same thing. It's been like, you have all the guys on the Dodgers where it's just like, yeah, they develop guys and then, yeah, they do make trades, but it's like, they have their fundamental pieces. And even like, dude, even like, look at the Dodgers from this perspective, they really believed in Cody Bellinger and like, they eventually let him walk. Right. But he was their starting center fielder through two rough years. You think anyone I guess we did it with Trent Grisham kind of, but Trent Grisham was Trent Grisham was never an MVP caliber player. It was more like, why are we doing this again with Trent Grisham? Where Dodger fans were like, dude, like, yeah, we love Cody. Like, hopefully he bounces back. And he did, not with them, but he did after that. Like, they were right to believe in him. He's been good for the Cubs, you know? So it's like, hey, man, like, you gotta stick with a lot of these guys. Like I said, I brought up CJ Abrams earlier. Like, I brought him up when we were talking about just like all the Juan Soto stuff. And it's not like I'm saying that you don't trade for Juan Soto, but the difference of the trade package that you got is crazy. And you look at the control and you look at where the Padres' issues are now. It's like, well, their biggest issue probably is that they have Xander Bogaerts for $25 million for 10 more years. And now you're looking at CJ Abrams. Abrams is a better player right now. I would be surprised if Xander's a better player this year than Abrams. Like, that's what I think. I think you were seeing that. He has more pop. He's more athletic. He's just better overall. Also, he plays short. Xander already been moved to second. So, I don't know. That's kind of my overall thoughts. But on a more positive note, tomorrow we're going to have a video out. Three ways the Padres can fix this team for this year. Three things they can do right now that will improve this team that hopefully can push them over the top. Because these close losses, they're too familiar, man. And we've seen them over and over again. So we're going to talk about those three things tomorrow. But with that said, thank you all for listening. And we'll talk to you later. Peace.